If there's one 1970s band that has managed to kick off its platform boots and transcend the era in which it was born, that band is ABBA. The Swedish supergroup has sold some 400 million records worldwide. A movie and a stage play of Mamma Mia have kept the ABBA flame alive for a new generation. Now there's a whole new exhibit on their lives and their music, a theme park almost. It's called ABBA World, but it's not in Stockholm, it's in London. NPR's Rob Gifford went to take a look.
It's a mystery to some how the music of four small-town Swedes has managed to endure for nearly 40 years. But last week, two of them, Björn, the one who wasn't bearded but now is, and Annie Fried, the dark one, who's now blonde, turned up to officially open ABBA World, and they seem to like it.
It's very true to what we were, you know. It's quite moving as well.
And, you know, it's like looking in a photo book. You remember a lot of details that you have gotten, you know. So when you see the clothes, you know, where did we wear them, which TV show, yeah, which tour.
Do you want it in Swedish or English?
I think I have it in English. My Swedish is a little bit rusty.
Oh, okay then.
The language options on the audio guide that you're offered give a hint of the smorgasbord of Swedishness that awaits you.
I alla visor och all poesi förälskar man sig om våren.
There are videos of the early days singing in Swedish and lots of high-tech interaction as well. Then, sure enough, there's a group of middle-aged Swedish ladies wandering through the exhibit, having the time of their lives. One of them is Ingrid Grandqvist, beside her, her friend Pia Lindqvist.
Very proud. We were touched by what they have achieved, and for themselves, but also for Sweden.
Do you kind of dance around the kitchen occasionally when you put on an ABBA song?
No.
Not really, no.
They don't seem to know either why, since many years, Fernando hadn't held a rifle in his hand. Other questions emerge too as you wander through the exhibit, navigating between the gay anthems and the long-forgotten B-sides. Like, why did the song Bang a Boomerang never become a hit?
I'm just having a picture taken with them. Oh, I'm trying to fit myself in. I'll go this way.
The Beachy family is visiting from Essex. 11-year-old Hannah loves ABBA, and so does her 40-something father, Paul.
They're great.
Why? What do you like about them especially?
Because it's got girls and boys and they're singing. They've got like old-fashioned songs, but nowadays it's all like rapping.
Even better than rapping. There's a recommendation.
Although it is older music, I think it's still quite relevant to a lot of today's music. It doesn't sound out of place.
Organisers say the exhibit will likely go to New York next year and end up on permanent display in Stockholm. If you go, like the Swedish ladies visiting today, you too can dance up on stage with four holograms of the band members.
What is it, a video?
A video.
So you're going to dance?
Yes.
And it films you, and what happens?
And then you can go into the website when you come home and look what you have done.
Fantastic. And show all your friends in Stockholm,
yes,
that you danced with them at ABBA World.
Yes.
And there's the intro. I'll leave you to it. This is Rob Gifford, NPR News at ABBA World in London.
And from NPR News, this is Morning Edition World, produced by Tracy Wall and Cara Tallow. Senior producers include Cindy Carpian, Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, Jim Wildman, and Tom Bullock. Our executive producer is Madalika Sicka. The executive director of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.